John A. Logan College President Kirk Overstreet. Kirk, how you been, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I am one of those people that's not out on the road, though.
Yeah, well, that's fine with me. I'm ready. I knew I was ready one way or another, and I knew you wouldn't miss it. And I'm glad you didn't. Because, you know, with a campaign year, the budget address yesterday by the governor, and they talk about gas taxes and property tax relief and, you know, how much the budget. And when we're still watching and bickering over campaign year over this set of numbers, people like yourself are looking at numbers in that budget for higher education. What do you know, Kirk?
Well, I know that that there's some promises for 5% increase in money that will come to the community colleges. Particularly in our CTE programs, our continuing, our career technical education programs, our adult education programs. These are good things. The Council of Community College Presidents, we sent out a note to the governor thanking him for the possibility of having some of this funding, because we have been struggling for years, and it is a welcome sign to see at least a little bit of extra money come our way.
Will there be any more analysis when it comes to this? I mean,
this is the beginning. This is, when you put that in that large bread basket, and it's going to get all divided up. It's going to get all analyzed about what we need, where it needs to be, what kind of monies are going to come, what kind of monies will come to Southern Illinois schools versus Northern Illinois schools and Western Illinois schools. So there's a lot to this yet.
All right. So what's your status today on campus when it comes to John A. And the weather? What's the plan for today, staff and faculty and the students?
So faculty and students are remote learning today, if they can and when they can. Our career technical education programs, we have a lot of hands-on, so those guys are taking a pause today. Staff no one else is on campus today. We're doing suspended operations. That means that we've got only essential employees on campus. We've got a couple of our officers to maintain safety, and we've got our groundskeepers there, our grounds guys and gals, making sure that the place will be ready for tomorrow, if we can open tomorrow, and then keeping it safe in case anybody drives on. You know, we're a public space, so we have to keep the road clean.
Right. So what about tomorrow, Friday? What do you think?
Oh, well, today at 3:00, I have a Microsoft Teams meeting with my inclement weather team. So we'll get together. We'll see what's happening with the campus, with what's happening with the weather, what the predictions are, and we'll make a decision. We don't have a lot of classes on Friday, so we'll probably be up in the air. There's a lot of folks that drive to Logan from Mount Vernon, from Pinckneyville, from Cobden. You know, they're driving for a long way. And the weather conditions are different in all those areas. So I want to keep them safe.
Right.
So we'll see what we do.
I wonder. I kind of. It's interesting because I ran into a girl who I'd known for many, many years, and she took your program, medical imaging, and she lives way up north, like Centralia. So she was taking the classes online, except for just a few that she had to come and take exams on the campus. And she'd stop to have lunch because long drive back home, but she'd come down to do the work that she was required on site while she did the rest of this. She's since graduated. And I wonder, the longest drive of a student to go to John A. Logan College on a regular basis, I wonder what it is. I'm curious.
It's about 45 minutes in good traffic.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember where from?
If you go all the way up to the top left-hand corner of our district, you can almost get to SWCC as quick as you can get to, or St. Louis as fast as you can get to John A. Logan. So,
well, I'm just curious, just one of those random thoughts. So what is a health validation platform, Kirk?
A health validation platform?
Yeah, my understanding is do you have a new health validation platform at John A. Logan College? It's one of the terms.
Are we talking about our cleared four on how to get onto campus?
I really don't know. That's why when I saw the term, it caught my attention, and I was unaware of it.
This is a term that I'm not aware of, so I'm a little stumped.
Okay. Well, then let's see here what I have in my notes that I can find out very quickly, because I was just looking at this. Link to a platform which will give each person a QR code to scan at Entry Points Campus as those test weekly, Shield Illinois. So this has to do with COVID.
Yes, this is our cleared four. And the technical
cleared four. I got it, cleared, but it's the number four. I got it.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, so yeah, the Cleared For is our platform that allows folks to come on campus either testing or if they're vaccinated. They show a QR code to staff that are outside on, we're keeping them at our two entrances. So what it allows for us to do, Tom, in this era of COVID, is allows us to get our folks on campus quickly and easily, safely for them. We follow the executive order about having our staff and faculty and students either vaccinated or testing every week on campus. And so now we have a QR code. You drive up, you show the QR code, and then you're free to come on campus, and you don't have to show that anywhere else on campus. You're on campus.
All right, so you get one of those QR codes. It's yours. It's on your phone or an ID, and then that never changes, but the information it represents on the platform does, so that you don't have to shuffle a bunch of paper and it's updated constantly.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So, Yeah. So it's even if you're testing weekly, so you don't have to come in and show me a test. You don't have to show them a test on
paper
at the entrance. It puts it on to the QR code, and it says, "Yep, you tested. You're good to come on campus."
You know, I've done quite a bit, and I'm getting ready to do another one tomorrow morning on the Great Resignation and one Great Resignation and what it represents. And a lot of it now, Stephen Crew, he is a professor at SIU, is going to be my guest tomorrow morning, 7:20 on the subject. And he's been saying retention is an issue. If you've got great people, you want to keep them. But, you know, when I look at the Great Resignation and I pretend I'm Kirk Overstreet, President John A. Logan College, what I sense is opportunity. When you see new numbers that, you know, companies that cut jobs in January, private payroll fell by 301,000 a month. Leisure hospitality, I think you've got some classes involving that, 154. Transportation and trade, 62,000. Manufacturing, 21. I see this resignation, millions of people a month, and I can't help but think some of them are going to look to retool their brains.
For sure. Yeah, that is... You know, it's an interesting thing, retention, and we'll talk about a little bit about that too. But yeah, they're coming back to college. They're coming back to get a certificate. They're coming back to get a new degree. We are really working hard to develop a lot of short stackable credentialing. So that allows you to come in, take one or two classes. You get a credential. You can then pick up a new job because you've got a new skill. We're trying to make it as fast and as easy as possible for students and for our adult population, particularly, to get the tools they need to jump out and get a new job. If they've resigned, if the entity is closed its doors for whatever reason, we're trying to find ways to help them really be more marketable in all kinds of different areas.
So what about retention when it comes to staff? Now, there's always retention in students. We get that. But is that a problem, or has it manifested either at John A. Logan College or through your associations with other organizations which you're a part of? Are you seeing a problem when it comes to staffing schools on your level?
You know, retention at our level is difficult right now. It's a niche situation. When I lose someone, I lose a lot of historical knowledge. I lose a lot of talent, right? And it's hard to replace that talent, and it's hard to do it in a rapid fashion. So we're looking over the next, I would say, 6 months. You know, we're doing a lot of reorganization and organizational change that's we're hoping will be positive for the college and will help with that retention. And you do see it, it's a little different in different areas, right? Geographically, there's only four community colleges nearby. Five, if you stretch it, and it gets to be a long drive if you want to change and go to a new place and take the knowledge that you have. In other areas, if you go to Boston, or you go to the East Coast, there's a community college every, you throw in a quarter and you're hitting
right.
A community college. And
see, I never think about that. I mean, I just, when you were saying that, I'm thinking, gee whiz, if I'm setting in Creole Springs, we'll call it. Do I want to drive north to 13 and take a right to go to SIC, take a left to go to John A. Logan, or go up north to Rend Lake? I mean, do I get out my Google Maps and figure it out? That's an interesting. I never really thought about it that way. Lack of density.
Yeah, it's a tough thing for us. It took me 6 months to hire an assistant vice president for institutional effectiveness and research. It's a niche job. It's very very focused on working with data and working with assessment and program review. And you have to have a pretty big skill set. And unfortunately, it's not something I can't get someone that was at a bank. I can't get someone that was, working at the car dealer. I can't get someone that's right out of college. And and I don't want to steal from Rend Lake. I don't want to really steal from SIC. I don't want to steal from SIU. I want someone that new wants to come in and do the job for me. So it was a long haul to get someone. Had a couple of people on the hook. One was coming from Kansas City Community Colleges, but we lucked out and got a good guy that's coming out of Vincennes.
I'm going to pose, and this is going to be complicated, and I hope I can pull this off, so bear with me, would you, Kirk?
Sure.
You've used the term data, like two or three times, but data doesn't tell you everything. And I want to give you an example. I want to see how you would solve this problem, because I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, and I said, look, I've got data. It's easy enough. It's on the front page. Police departments are looking, law enforcement agents everywhere. They're looking for fire people. They're looking for EMTs. You look at the newspaper and you say, there's a trucking shortage. We need truckers. I know you don't have a trucking program anymore, but you used to. And the data says, hey, if we make these people, then they'll be hired because the jobs are out there. But let's take a look and drill down a little harder. Law enforcement, is it about Justice Department education, or is it about something you can't qualify in data? Because the data says at this point, if you make them, they will get work. But there are other data that's not quite as quantifiable. Law enforcement is a great example that no matter where they graduated, they may not want the job. They may not want to go to the Justice Department. I mean, data can actually contradict the truth. And that leaves you in a tough position. You know the positions are there, but they're there now. Nobody wants them. How do you walk through that minefield?
That is a really great question. So, you have to do, sometimes you have to do a leap of faith, right? Data is great. And you can get all the quantifiable data that you want. We have, I focused on when I did my research for my dissertation, it was what I called a mixed method. It was quantifiable and it was qualitative. So I looked at both the written, I use a lot of documentation, I focused on what people said and what they did, as well as the actual dollars and cents that helped create change. My dissertation was on change, obviously. But when you're looking at jobs, when you're looking at people's, what they're doing, and when we look at trying to build a new program, we use the quantifiable data. We say, hey, there are so many jobs that are in this area.
Yes.
We went out, we did research, we said we've got 55,000 jobs, right, that we could help get this into. But then you've got to take the qualitative, you've got to take the social, you've got to take the social aspect and say, how many people really want to get that job? How many people are going to be willing to jump in and take on that kind of a role? What's their long term? We have to look at a lot of factors when we look at a new program. What's the sustainability of a job, right? I can make a short-term certificate program that teaches you how to dig a hole, Tom, and I can get you a job on a construction group digging a hole. But how many years do you want to dig a hole?
Right.
That's why we build these stackable credentials. That's why we build these programs that are not just one and done. Yep, you can get a certificate. You can get out there and get a job, but we want you to come back so you can continue to grow, continue to change. When the jobs change, you're able to change. Maybe you want to take a step up and become the foreman on that construction site. Now I can give you the training that you need to do that. So we have to be able to build in all of those things, and that's what we use. That's what we're trying to focus on with that data. Yes, we can use that data to make a foundation, but there's a lot more that goes in.
All right. Today, you're President John A. Logan College. Your head opens up just like Zeus and children come out. You get a 16-year-old, boy, girl, doesn't make any difference. Let's call them 19-year-old. Let's get a little closer. They're newborn from the right from you. They just born yesterday. What do you tell them to go to school for? They're educated right to the college level. What do you tell them? This is a son, daughter. This is where I think you can go, because all the things you said, great job, and it's sustainable. You can be happy. You can make money. You can raise your family. You can be fulfilled. What would it be?
Wow. Tough one. It really has a, I'd say, if we look at our area, I'm going to say hospitality. I'm going to say, look into that field. I'm going to say, look into that area. I'm going to say, look into law enforcement, judicial, I'm going to say look into healthcare. But if I were to pick one of the three, it's tough for me to do because it's really about what's in your heart.
It really is.
That's the other part of that qualitative piece of that makes it happen, right? You know, when we went to college back in the day, and we won't say how long ago that was, you went to discover what you wanted to be, right? We're a little bit different now. We're a little bit more focused. We believe in these pathways. We believe in helping students get a leg up and get to where they want to go first. The beautiful thing about education, the beautiful thing about a comprehensive open community college is that you can always come back and learn something again, learn something new. You can always expand your horizons. So you're not pigeonholed into one thing.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting you picked leisure, too, because when that jobs report that was released this week, the number one area where the job losses were leisure and hospitality at 301,000 a month. Leisure and hospitality accounted for over half.
And it's been tough. I think that resignation situation in those areas, you know, that has a lot to do with this situation that we're in that we hope is going to be gone in May, right, or June or sometime soon. When working at the hospital isn't so tough, you think about these poor. I think about these folks all the time. We've got a pretty healthy nursing program, and these young people that are getting into this nursing program, they're staunch people. They're ready. They want to give up themselves, and even though they've been watching what's happening on the news, they've been seeing their brothers and sisters in the nursing programs in the nursing field have to deal these long hours and to deal with all of this stuff that's going on, and they still go into it. Same thing with our folks that go into law enforcement. You know, it is a vocation as much as anything else. And I'm real proud of the folks that come into our programs and go into that because they really show their mettle.
Kirk Overstreet, President, John A. Logan College, 841.